The first reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. So I mentioned it earlier, and if you haven't picked up with all of our readings and our songs and even the nice white sheep that we had in our children's message, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. If you follow along in the lectionary, each year we get certain things that pop up time and again. You know, we already talked about the Sunday after Easter, poor Thomas. That day that's often called by some as Doubting Thomas Sunday, poor guy. Today we get the fourth Sunday of Easter, and we get Good Shepherd Sunday, where the readings and often the hymns will all point us to our Good Shepherd. And today, I called an audible, and I would like to actually start this message, really, with Psalm 23 that talks about our Good Shepherd. You may have, if you're following along in the bulletin, you may have seen it go by on page 8. Well, you didn't escape it. I want it now. So we're gonna pull out. If you would like to turn in your bulletin or pay attention to the slides on the screen, we're gonna read Psalm 23 responsively together, left side and right side. So get ready to do your part of this sermon, please. Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Wouldn't that be nice for you if the sermon just stopped there? I apologize. What a wonderful day. We get to consider Jesus in so many different ways. Scriptures, himself, he talks about himself in so many different ways, in different lights. We get to hear about the Lion of Judah. We get to hear about the light of God. We get to hear about being the very nature of God, all these great things. And today he is our good shepherd. In fact, as I look at these readings, and especially the parables, where one can kind of commiserate with the people who are there, you hear the first parable, and it says that, as Jesus had said, this figure of speech, they did not understand what he was saying to them. I sometimes feel like that a little bit too myself in some of these parables, but it's good to talk about them and learn from them. And as I read through these parables, I kind of picture three specific characters in them: the good, the bad, and the sheep. Thank you. I also like Old West movies. It's okay. The good, the bad, and the sheep in these parables. And the good, you should figure out, this good shepherd is Jesus, the one who leads his sheep, the one who is the gate, the one who is the door, the one who is that shepherd who leads. He is all of these things, the one who takes the care to give us what we need. As we said, he is even with us through all of the struggles of this life. He is the one who gives us his goodness and mercy, which will be with us all the days of our life until we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is our good shepherd who is always with us. In those times of darkness and despair, whether it's a personal thing we're dealing with or whether we are dealing with pain and suffering in a loved one or throughout the world, or those things which would cause us to think that maybe God isn't with us, or he's not in control. Remember that Satan and sin would have you feel that way, but your God is always with you. You need not wonder who this good individual is. You need not wonder if your good shepherd is asleep on the job, or if he's off caring for a different sheep instead of you. He is always with you. And this good shepherd who is caring for you each day is the only one who can give you all that you need. He's the one who we talk about here in church. He's the one who you pray to at your meals. He's the one who you read about at home and you talk about with your family and your friends. The good shepherd who I hope you leave with a couple songs about him stuck in your head. I don't know about you, but inevitably there will be one of these hymns that tomorrow I'll wake up humming and I'll be stuck with the whole day. And it's good for the most part until about 11:30 at night. But this is the shepherd who we always want with us in our heart, in our mind, who's always present, whether or not we know he's there. He does this because he loves you. He cares for you. He knows you by name. He is your good shepherd. Not just some good shepherd to the anonymous sheep throughout the world. He is your personal shepherd who cares for you. Now, the Bible also tells us, and we talk about how there are under-shepherds, those who serve in pointing to the good shepherd. I get the opportunity to be an under-shepherd. I get the opportunity to stand here and share God's word with you. I say it's an opportunity because there are many who maybe don't take that opportunity well. I sure hope that God would continue to give me a heart and a mind and a will to give him glory and not myself. It's easy enough to be a sinner like all of us are. It's easy enough to not do a good job pointing to the one good shepherd. In fact, of this, trying to figure out who this thief is in our, who is the bad one in our parables, we already know the good one. That's pretty easy. I think, Celeste, you did it. You knocked it out of the park, right? Jesus. Easy Bible study answer of the year. I hope you guys all got that one right, by the way. We know who the good shepherd is. We know who the door is. We know who the one that we're supposed to listen to is. But who is this bad one? What is that bad one look like? What do they do? What do they say? In the picture we have here, I love that you get this image of a thief climbing over into this sheep pen. You can kind of just see the back of their head a little bit. It's easier in your bulletin if you can't quite see it with the light. Such a nice bright Sunday in spring here. It's harder to see the slides. But who is that thief? Who is the bad one? Martin Luther says that this can apply to today as much as it did back in Jesus' day. These thieves and robbers form at all times the great majority in the world, and nothing better can they be as long as they are not in Christ. In fact, the world will have such wolf's preaching, and indeed the desires no better, because it hears not Christ nor regards Christ. It is no wonder that true Christians and their pastors are so few. That's a really almost disheartening statement. So few Christians and pastors who are truly pointing to Christ, the Good Shepherd. Now, he was writing at a time and an era where he's saying the whole church has gone astray. We need to reform the church. We need to point to God's word and to the Good Shepherd, not to our own good works, not to those things that would cause us to lean on or trust in anything else. At different times, the church, at different times, pastors, at different times, you and me probably, have sought to point out something other than Christ as the most important thing in life, the one who truly gives us life. We can hear this and study this in so many different ways. You heard about our confirmation students who are looking forward to May 24th when confirmation will happen. Second-year students will be confirmed, and they will say, "This is my faith. I believe in it fully, and I am following Jesus." You also will get to see first-year students who have been learning about what communion is and what we teach in the church. They will get to receive First Communion, and they will get to go in their next year learning what it means to take communion rightly and to be following in Christ's teaching, following our Good Shepherd. They, like all of you, will be continuing to learn what it means to listen for God's voice, to listen for the call of the shepherd, and to teach him only, to put him first in our own lives, and to point out to others who gives us life, who leads us to eternal life. God preserve us from falling into the category of the bad. We would much rather fall into the category of the sheep. We know that we can't be good. Jesus points and reminds us, only God is good. That's why we know he's the good one. We know that the bad are those who would lead us away from God. God rather make us a sheep. I won't make us sing the song, "I Just Want to Be a Sheep." We did that last time we talked about these sheep. Rather, God, don't let us be like the bad ones, and in fact, help us to listen and hear for when the bad ones are trying to lead us astray. who is that thief? When Jesus first told these parables, this was right after he healed the blind man. We talked about him a couple months ago when he's healed and the Pharisees, they call him in to the temple and they question him. First they question his parents and they said, I don't know, he's an adult, talk to him. So they threw him right under the bus. And so they send him in and he's talking and he tells them, I don't know, I just know that I couldn't see and now I'm healed. Do you want to be his disciples too? I can try to introduce you. That's my summary of what happened right before this. We saw right before this that the thieves are the ones who are saying Jesus isn't God. He couldn't be from God. They thought they knew what was from God. They thought they were the shepherds. They thought they had a better way to eternal life than what Jesus has to offer. Who are those thieves? Who are the bad ones? At different times and in different places, they are different people. It's easy for us to say, oh, I know who the thief is. It's Satan. You know, the other Bible study answer of the year. If it's not Jesus, it's got to be Satan, right? Maybe it's the Bible. That's the third Bible study answer, of course. Who is the thief? It's not just Satan. It's not just the Pharisees. It's not just pastors of the 1500s and priests of the 1500s. It's anyone or any group that would say, I know the way to eternal life. I know what is right. I know what is good. And they give you something other than Jesus, something other than the truth that we find in Scripture. We're warned in Scripture to not listen to any other gospel than the one that was preached to us by the apostles. In our Acts reading, it says that the new Christians, the one who had just been baptized, thousands of them, they gathered together and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. Because the apostles were those first under-shepherds, the ones who were first given the duty to go out and to teach the people everything that Jesus had commanded. The bad ones are anyone who's preaching something different than that. Anyone who would share something different than what Jesus tells us in his word. Anyone who would say, I have a new revelation of some other knowledge, something else to point to a better thing in a new life. Anyone else who says, oh, I know about Jesus. We have him too in our own faith. But, you know, he wasn't the best one. He was a really good prophet. Great man, great guy. But he's not God. That's something else. Anyone who says, oh, well, you think God is love. No, no, love is love. We know where true love comes from. We know where true life comes from. It comes from Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, the only one Good Shepherd, the only one who can lead us through not just the struggles in life that we have, but through the valley of death itself, and can lead us through to eternal life. Who are those thieves? They are the ones who would seek to take you out of Christ's hand, to steal, to destroy, to take you away from the life that is given you in Jesus Christ. You who have been baptized into his name, you who have been gifted with his Holy Spirit to have faith and to trust in Jesus, you are saved. You are a sheep. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone else lead you astray. As one who wants to continue being a sheep, I assume, that's why I'm assuming you're here today, not just to enjoy the delicious breakfast that we're going to have afterwards. As one who is a sheep of Christ, as one who is following our Good Shepherd, we're told to listen to his voice, listen for him, hear him. We can find his voice in his word. We hear Jesus in the Bible. We hear Jesus when he's taught faithfully in his churches, in groups that are gathered together in two or three or more in his name, giving glory and honor to him. You hear Jesus' voice in prayer. I've not yet heard it audibly speaking in my ears. That'd be cool if it happened. I don't need it, though. I know that he speaks to me in my heart and my mind, and those times when I'm wondering, could I get away with this thing? And I can feel that, I probably shouldn't. That's God talking to me, too. God speaks to us in many ways, but most clearly, most vividly, in his word. As one of God's sheep, enjoy God's word. Read it. Mark it. Learn it. Commit it to heart. I love that phrase, commit it to heart. I was always told to memorize Bible verses, and I had one pastor say, you know, I don't like that. You should commit it to heart. Don't just have it in your head like, I can say these words, but know it. Understand what God has to tell you. Have it as a part of your life, such that when someone would come and try to tell you something, you could say, huh, that doesn't sound like Jesus. Like when you get one of those emails that says it's from Pastor Jesse Brubaker saying, I'm stuck, please send me a gift card. That's happened a couple times to some of you. Always check who the email is from. If it doesn't say pastorbrubaker@gmail.com, it's wrong. Also, that wouldn't sound like me. I'm not going to write you an email asking you to send me a gift card to get out of China. That's also one that happened while I was sitting comfortably at home. Know what sounds right and what doesn't sound like your good shepherd. The best way to do that is to be firm in his word, to know what he has to tell us. Spend time with it. It is the strongest tool you have to be cared for by the good shepherd. And continue to gather together here. Continue to visit one another when one of you is sick and hurting. I always love it when I go to call on someone who's at the hospital or in a nursing home, and I go to sign in at the guest book, if it happens to have one, and I realize I'm the fourth or fifth one to come from our church. It doesn't make me feel bad. I'm just really excited about all of you. You're doing a great job. Keep doing those things that draw us together as one sheep, as one group of sheep, one flock, there's the word, who follows the one good shepherd. There is the good. There are many that are bad. Continue to follow God as one of his sheep, saved by Jesus Christ alone. Know that everything you would ever need, all of your sins have been taken away from you because of what Jesus did on the cross. Know that just as he was raised from the dead, you too will be led through the valley of the shadow of death to eternal life. You have a shepherd who is caring for you today. He will take care of you all the way until you're there before him and on his throne, not worrying about sin, death, or any of the bad ones who had come to seek to take you away. And may the peace of that continue to guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen.